away. And after it's gone, the youth is here to stay.
Greatest music show the world has ever known.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Butter on the Bread, Thursdays at 5 with Ryan Rosell.
Hi, my name is Rodney Graham, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
The ones with the hole in the middle. Some like them long, some like them plain. Others like the sugar on top. But I like the nice round ones you can do. The ones that go slop, slop, slop.
Slurp! Donuts! Donuts! Hi,
I wonder if I can find some nice round donuts, the ones with the hole in the middle. Some like them long, some like them plain. Others like sugar on top. But I like the nice round ones you can do. The ones that go slop, slop, slop.
Slurp! Donuts! Donuts!
I wonder if I can find some nice round donuts, the ones with the hole in the middle.
Dunkin', Dunkin',
Dunkin',
Dunkin',
donuts with a nice round hole.
Ah, nuts.
It ain't nuts, it's donuts.
All right, hello. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from my living room. It's a very special pre-recorded edition of Dunkin' Donuts. I am out of town, and so I am pre-recording my show, and I have my friend Jessica here. Hello, Jessica.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How
Excellent.
Are you?
Excellent. I'm great. So you picked out that first song. Why didn't you tell people what it was?
That was Donuts by the Ink Spots. Which was a record I inherited and just listened to recently and was really excited to hear that there was a song about donuts. I thought it was perfect for you. So there you go.
My new theme song. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
So what have you, what has Jessica been up to lately?
So much. Too much. Is this the first time I've been on the show since being in a band?
I think it's the first time since last summer.
Oh, it's been a while. What time? This is the sixth time?
I think so. You are still the Steve Martin of Dunkin' Donuts.
I prefer to be the Alec Baldwin or the Christopher Walken. Does that? Okay. Anyway, what have I been? I've been in a band that we've played some shows. And
who else is in the band?
Oh, it's Jay Arner. I am in a band named after a person that is not myself. Jay and Rose Melberg and Hassan Lee from Bleeding Hearts and Alex Hudson, Rec Center. That's our band.
Yeah, everyone else has a solo thing.
I know.
Pretty much, yeah.
Except for me.
You'll get there.
No, what? Will I?
And do you guys have like a name other than Jay Arner yet?
No.
That's fine.
It might just be Jay Arner forever. There's been a lot of things thrown around, but nothing's really stuck for more than an hour or so. We were the Divorcees until we found out there was another band called the Divorcees.
Those hicks.
They're kind of gross looking. I don't know. I haven't heard their music. I don't want to judge them.
Okay. But
they've got like long hair and gross facial hair. Oh, long hair's the worst.
All right. So you have, I've kind of given you the reins today. So you're picking the music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are we going to hear next?
We are going to hear a bunch of tunes from the 80s. I don't know how that happened. This is a song, actually, that I want to do a cover of. Maybe this could be my first solo project. It's going to be all synth, a synth solo project. So this first song is Moonlight Desires by Gowan. Mm. You probably remember it from Degrassi Junior High.
All right. Here we go. Here is Gowan.
You
And CITR are proud to present Kurt Vile and the Dum Dum Girls in concert at the Biltmore Cabaret on Friday, May 25th. The Philly indie singer-songwriter is on tour in support of his latest EP, So Out of Reach. With him will be the American indie pop band Dum Dum Girls, on tour to support their latest release, Only in Dream. Tickets are available at Red Cat and Zulu or online at ticketweb.ca. Check out tamberconcerts.com for more information.
Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and free with admission, the Vinyl Fair Discount Card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
All right, great tune. What did we just hear?
That last one was They Don't Know by Tracy Ullman. Who, it's actually a cover because she's not really known for her singing. She's more of a comedienne, as they would call her in Canada.
In genderist comedy circles?
No one should ever use that word. I'm sorry. It's a cover of a Christy McCall song, and our band is going to cover it, I think. Rose has been singing it solo, and it sounds very lovely.
Awesome.
It's a very fun song. Mm-hmm. And I recommend everyone should watch the music video for it. Maybe you should put it on your blog.
It will be the featured video for this radio episode.
Yeah, it's a really great music video. And watch it all the way to the end, because there's a great cameo. Anyway, before that was Roxy Music, and before that was...
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, Party All the Time. That was for Patrick. That's a special request.
Speaking of Patrick, is there a show that Patrick's playing sometime soon?
Why, yes, there is. Funny that you mentioned that. Yeah, it's this Friday at the Astoria. And it's bound to be a great show.
Yeah, it's a pretty hot bill. It's Roll Mock, Slam Dunk, Indian Wars, and the High Drops all at the Astoria starting at 9 p.m. Damn, out of town. That is going to be really fun. That's going to be a good show, you guys.
Sucks.
Come on. Speaking of your band and the songs that you will be performing, there's...
that's really
strange. Thanks, yeah. There's a song
Speaking
that you...
Speaking of music. Speaking of the radio.
Are you guys are putting out a 7-inch.
Yes. That's what I've been busy with lately. I recorded some music with my band, and we're putting out a 7-inch. Hopefully should be out a little bit after Music Waste. We were trying to have it ready for our show, but I think it'll be coming out after. But this is the debut of the song Bad Friend.
Exclusive.
Yeah, and I play guitar on it, which is...
That's crazy.
Just disclaimer, everyone, I don't really know how to play guitar. I usually play keyboards. So.
And you guys have done the cover shoot, everything. It's a real deal.
Yep. Photos that are being hopefully photoshopped heavily currently. But so yeah, this is Bad Friend.
Here we go.
Just that friend.
To people so tall to you, I can't, so I won't stand. Up, chop, break up, look for splinters you might see where they come and go down. Sweet Yardley, I won't let you fall down. crying, cause there's no one to score. Well, come up, sweet Randy. I won't let you fall. What you got to lose? What you got to prove? Who you gonna screw? Thank you.
All right. What did we just hear?
That was the song Cadillac Spring by Cadillac Spring from the tape Cadillac Spring.
Nice. Who is Cadillac Spring?
That is the one and only Tom Waylon, who you may know from other such bands as Korean Gut, Roll Mock, Aaron Reed's band, solo project GR8 2000, what else? Everything in the World.
Yeah.
Tom's great. yeah, that's the first time I think you played any of that.
Another exclusive.
I just wanted to read something that I found on the record label for that tape, that put out that tape on the website. It says, it's a really great description. You should listen to it. There's a little bit of weird stuff on this tape. The best way to describe it is the musical version of a Videodrome nightmare. I think that's really poetic.
It's, yeah.
It's beautiful.
CanCon.
TomCon.
And what did we hear before that?
Before that was Fight This Generation by Pavement. And that song was for Jay, because we both love Stephen Malkmus equally so. Maybe me a little bit more.
Have you ever had a dream about Stephen Malkmus?
Funny you should ask. I actually had a dream about him involving me and him in a graveyard. I will not get into specifics, because who knows who's listening.
There's a lot of... I've just noticed things. There was a photo of him as a lacrosse player. Was it lacrosse?
He was a jock and a punk, yeah, like, at the same time in high school.
And preppy.
Yeah. There's a really great photo of him as, like, he's probably like 17, wearing like a blazer and tie. You should Google image search that, guys.
Total chicken hawk.
Sure.
And at the top there, we heard Bad Friend by Jay Arner. And speaking of Jay Arner, you guys are going to be playing a show soon.
Yeah, Music Waste, June 8th.
Second weekend in June.
Yeah, go. It's like $5. Not sure exactly where or when we're playing. We're supposed to be playing Friday now, but that may change. We'll let you know.
It'll firm up soon.
It'll be firm. It will be firm, and it'll be tight.
Good.
And we're gonna play a great show.
You're gonna really do it. It's gonna happen this time.
It's gonna get done.
And you guys have this will be your fourth show.
It will be our fourth show. We've done 3 shows so far in 2 countries.
Pretty good.
Pretty exciting. Pretty
good. Next up, we're going to hear some songs from a favorite label of yours, Arbutus Records from Montreal, Quebec.
Canada.
For now. who are we going to hear?
First up is Sean Nicholas Savage, who's a beautiful, beautiful, prolific songwriter with a great set of teeth and a great head of hair. The song Babe, and then after that is sort of an older Silly Kissers track called I Fall in Love that I really like.
Great. Okay, let's give it a listen.
Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Does anybody know where he's from? From parts unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
That was of Montreal from their early four-track recordings compilation, and that was the song Dustin Hoffman Offers Lame Possible Explanation for Missing Bathtub. There's no explanation, really.
Whatever explanation is going to be, it's going to be really lame.
It's going to be lame.
Because Dustin Hoffman is a jerk.
He needs a bath.
He needs a bath.
Yeah. Hanging out with all those racehorses all day?
He's pretty filthy.
Yeah, I know. Before that, we heard...
Sea Pony. Lovely people. They're fun to play show with. And all their songs are great. And before that, there was Brave Irene, Rose's band, with the song Tangled Line. I really want to see them play a show. I don't know when they're going to get around to that, but... I think they're great.
Did you see that show at Niala where it was just her and I think Jessica?
I've never seen them play.
It was tough because there was only two-fifths of them. It wasn't the same.
I saw photos from it. It looked difficult, but I like that. I heard that there's rumors of them possibly making a split 7-inch sometime soon, so that's exciting. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that, but and then before that was Silly Kissers. And Sean Nicholas Savage.
Yeah.
Imaginary boyfriend.
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. If you like what you heard, you can check out the podcast at citr.ca or check out the playlist that Jessica so lovingly put together at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com.
Why did you laugh?
Because I said lovingly. I don't know. It was lovingly done.
There was no love involved in this.
Just cold calculation.
My heart was full of hatred and spite.
Hence, coming up next, Tim with We All Fall Down, playing the hottest punk tracks you can find. Then Robin with Ink Studs. And a whole great afternoon of programming here on CITR. Please stay tuned. We are going to finish up with Apollo Ghosts.
This is a song, Guitar Brother, which is beautiful and just... a bro anthem.
It is a total bro anthem in the best possible way.
Yeah.
And so this is off of Landmark, which they had a big release party for last Saturday, for which you did amazing visuals.
Oh, you're too kind.
It was so much fun.
It was a really fun show. I'm still a little bit hungover from it.
Good.
By the way, we're recording on Monday. It's not Thursday. It's not like a week-long hangover.
Important point. All right. Thanks so much for listening. See you next Thursday. Try to make it down to the Astoria on Friday night for a hot show. Okay. Bye.
Concerts and CITR are proud to present Kurt Weill and the Dum Dum Girls in concert at the Biltmore Cabaret on Friday, May 25th. The Philly indie singer-songwriter is on tour in support of his latest EP, So Out of Reach. With him will be the American indie pop band Dum Dum Girls, on tour to support their latest release, Only in Dream. Tickets are available at Red Cat and Zulu or online at ticketweb.ca. Check out tamberconcerts.com for more information.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Hello, everybody. My name is David Dichter. I sing with MDC, and you are listening to CITR 101.